So this parable is, I hate to say it, this is not one of my favorite, let's just say it's not one of my favorite parables. And when I did prison ministry with youth, this was one of the parables in this program that we did where the youth were supposed to act it out. Now, take a bunch of incarcerated young men between 16 and 20 and tell them that they have to act out beating somebody on the road. And you get a very interesting presentation. So a lot of that was working with the idea that the violence wasn't the point of the story, but they still liked it. But the thing about it was, for me and for a lot of people, is that this story is so familiar that we just kind of like, oh yeah, I know about the Good Samaritan. I know what it means to be a neighbor. I know what Jesus said about kindness and love and loving one another. And that's true. This parable does talk about and teach us these things. The problem is that sometimes when we get into something that's familiar in the teaching of God, we miss something. We miss the opportunity to find something new. And in today, Jesus, just as an aside, Jesus used parables in order to get people to think. He could have just said, well, you follow the law, love your neighbor, and you'll get there. You'll be in heaven. But he didn't do that. He gave them something to think about. Jesus always gives us something to think about. Sometimes there are things we'd rather not think about. So it's a challenge for us as listeners to pay attention to those things that might be speaking to us that haven't spoken to us before in this parable. They challenge us. And I need a challenge. Some of you may need a challenge. But sometimes I have to get into that challenge of saying, okay, I'm going to do this. But then the challenge is following through and actually doing it. Too familiar sometimes. And sometimes we get too familiar with the Bible stories, too familiar with Jesus. He's our brother, he's this, he's that. And we have a lapse of intention and a lapse of doing. Excuse me. Jesus asks the lawyer what he thinks. The lawyer tells him, and Jesus tells him he is correct. But then, knowing Jesus, he takes it one more step. And this is where we get into the real meat of this passage. When he tells the lawyer to love his neighbor as himself, the lawyer has already jumped to the idea of, who is my neighbor? It's a big question. It's not the person that lives next door to you. It might be a person somewhere that you meet that you find absolutely distasteful. Someone who hasn't showered. Someone who's muttering. Someone who isn't dressed properly. There are all kinds of somethings that we can look at that separate us from our neighbor. So what does it mean to be a neighbor? That's the question for today. So the answer about what it is to be a neighbor is about love. And who is my neighbor is a question that we really need to take time to answer. And here's where it goes. Here's where it goes. It went for me. Not just who is my neighbor. That one's kind of easy. It's how do I love my neighbor and how do I be a neighbor? How do I give my neighbor? What love do I give to my neighbor? So that's the essence of it. These boys who would do these ridiculously amazing little skits that they did with about 20 minutes preparation, kind of ended up getting what it meant to care for someone, to be there for someone. But I wonder if they really understood, because I'm not sure I really understood, what it means to be a neighbor, much more than what it means to bring in a neighbor. So how do we go about being neighbors? How do you go about being neighbors? Do we determine who our neighbors are just randomly? Do we consider that some of our deepest enemies are our neighbors? It's hard to think about making a point of looking at someone that you really don't like and say, you are my neighbor, and treat that person with love and caring. And as I don't need to say it, there's a lot of things in this world that, you know, it's like, what is this neighbor thing about? Nobody's loving anybody. But Jesus is loving us. And that's where we get our faith and our strength, in the fact that no matter what is happening around us, Jesus is within us. And that's what we have to rely on. And that's what we have to cultivate. How can I be a neighbor to someone I just don't like? Sometimes they don't want you as a neighbor, and that's okay. But you've done your part, and you've offered the relationship up to Jesus. And the next question is, first is, consider, what do you do to be a neighbor? How are you a neighbor? And then, will I choose to be a neighbor? Will I choose to be a neighbor? What does it mean to choose to be a neighbor? I'm going to leave that between you and the Holy Spirit, because it's different from each one of us. It may be something simple, it may be something complex, but again, we do these things because Jesus loved us and died for us. We don't do these things to make us feel better. We don't do these things because we're supposed to. We really have to internalize that concept of neighbor and do those things for Jesus. Amen. Amen.